From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Former President Ronald Reagan has died at the age of 93. President George Bush, who is traveling in France today, had this statement from the ambassador's residence in Paris.
This is a sad hour in the life of America. A great American life has come to an end. I have just spoken to Nancy Reagan. On behalf of our whole nation, Laura and I offer to her and the Reagan family our prayers and our condolences. Ronald Reagan won America's respect with his greatness and won its love with his goodness. He had the confidence that comes with conviction, the strength that comes with character, the grace that comes with humility, and the humor that comes with wisdom. He leaves behind a nation he restored and a world he helped save. During the years of President Reagan, America laid to rest an era of division and self-doubt. And because of his leadership, the world laid to rest an era of fear and tyranny. Now, in laying our leader to rest, we say thank you. He always told us that for America, the best was yet to come. We comfort ourselves in the knowledge that this is true for him, too. His work is done, and now a shining city awaits him. May God bless Ronald Reagan.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me on the line now from Paris. Don is traveling with President Bush, who is in France for tomorrow's D-Day anniversary. Don, the president in that statement, I think, indicated the great admiration and affection that he feels for Ronald Reagan. And to some extent, I think it's true that he sort of modeled his own presidency and the way he conducts business after Ronald Reagan.
Indeed, recall that President Bush's father was Ronald Reagan's vice president. And there are plenty of people who say that this President Bush has used Ronald Reagan as his model much more than he has his own father, shaping himself as a conservative, using that word, compassionate conservatism. But again, Ronald Reagan is the Republican president that Republican loyalists are just extremely fond of. And President Reagan, in courting their votes, in courting that wing of the party, has always looked to Ronald Reagan.
What about President Bush is in Europe. He's visited with heads of state in Italy and in France. He visited with the Pope. This, of course, sort of changes everything, I guess, for him personally as well as politically, but in terms of this trip. But what has the trip been like so far? Has it been a success, would you say?
Well, it has been. The White House thinks it has been a successful trip. There were some protests, some large protests in Rome when the president was there. He met with the Pope, though, and the Pope, while saying good things about President Bush in America, also criticized his Iraq policy and raised the issue of the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. So that was very much an admonishment from the Pope. But Silvio Berlusconi, the Italian prime minister, is a strong supporter of Mr. Bush, backed him on the war. They had a meeting today, a very upbeat meeting that was this morning in Rome before we flew to Paris. And this evening session with President Chirac here in Paris was one in which both men were very much trying to show that the differences that they had over the Iraq War, Chirac, of course, was one of the most vocal critics of that war around the world, that those differences are now behind them and that they do very much want to work together to make sure that Iraq does find success as an independent and free country. The emotional center, of course, of this particular trip will be tomorrow's visit to Omaha Beach, Normandy, where the D-Day landings took place 60 years ago. People will be thinking of Ronald Reagan there because it was 20 years ago that Ronald Reagan delivered one of his most powerful speeches honoring the young men who were young in 1944, who had become elderly men by the time he made the speech honoring them in 1984.
And President Bush is going to go forward as scheduled with all of the events of the anniversary day?
He just got an update from the White House that no travel changes are planned, but they also say they will keep us posted on that. It seems that the president will continue with what is a very important day tomorrow, marking this anniversary. He then comes back to the States anyway tomorrow night, though not to Washington. He will come to head to Georgia, where he will be the host of an international summit. The annual G8 summit will be held at Sea Island, Georgia. The question remains with the funeral schedule. Will that alter the schedule for that summit?
Don Gagne, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne, who is traveling with the president in Paris.